Now it's time for us to play a quick bonus game we call Guesstimators. And here to play with us is a wonderful friend of the show, host of NPR's Bullseye, Jesse Thorne, everybody. Hi, Jesse. Welcome.
Hi, friends.
You have built a podcasting empire called Maximum Fun, and you sort of based it in the beginning just on gathering all the things that you liked listening to.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's come a long way. You discovered Jonathan Coulton.
Started at the bottom, now we're here at the beautiful Ace Theater in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay, Jesse, here's how this game works. I'm going to ask you and Jonathan Coulton a question that has a numerical answer. And really, it's just whoever's guess is closest to the real answer gets the point. Here we go. According to Major League Baseball, how many baseballs are used during an average game? Talk it out.
Well, my initial thought is many, but I know that's not a good guess. what do you got? You got 27 outs? I'm just saying numbers. You got 9 players, 3 strikes and you're out. Let's go.
Just add those up.
Yeah, I'm going to say 250.
Okay.
Is that a funny guess? That was me really trying to guess the answer.
Jonathan, what's your guess?
Well, so here's how I'm disadvantaged. I don't know anything about baseball. I never watch baseball. Because when would you need to replace a baseball? They could just use one. Just use one the whole time, for God's sake.
Just put your name on
it. But you know what happens is sometimes the pitcher scratches it with his belt buckle so that he can do a crazy pitch. I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
Sometimes if you hit a homer, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Where it goes over the fence and it's gone, you got to get a new ball.
Right.
But 250, 9 innings, that means you're using per inning.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's 100.
100?
Yeah, nice round number.
100. Okay.
10 per inning.
Jesse says 250.
It's not, 11 it's not even close.
Jonathan says 100. The
100
answer
baseballs.
Is 108.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. The answer is 108 per game, according to a spokesperson for Major League Baseball.
Can I tell you an honest fact about my life?
Yes, please.
I literally, as a teenager, was a member of an organization called the Society for American Baseball Research. Jonathan literally just stood here and he's like, baseball, of course, they use bats and they wear caps. He was almost literally exactly correct.
I have good intuition, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, in miles per hour, what is the fastest speed limit in the United States? Do you drive?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I go hither and yon.
Okay. It's going to help you.
Occasionally thither. And I always bring my zither. Well, I have definitely been in a 65 zone. I'm going to say 75 miles an hour.
That's pretty fast. All right, Jonathan Coulton, what do you think?
I have also been in 65.
Yeah.
Are we just bragging here?
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
I've been in a 55. I've been in a 35 before. I've been in some 45s.
Uh-huh.
I've been in some 25s in school zones.
Sure.
I feel like out west, I've seen 70 or 75. But I feel like there might be some places where it's even more lawless and ruggedly individualistic.
Maybe.
I'm going to say 85.
85. Jesse Thorne says 75. Jonathan Coulton says 85. The answer is 85. In some parts of Texas, you can go 85 miles per hour. As per usual, Jesse Thorne bringing culture and style to our show. Thank you so much for playing Guesstimators, Jesse, from NPR's Bullseye. Give it up one more time for Jesse Thorne, everybody.
Thank you, friends. Thanks, guys.